Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup, sponsored by Easy CPAC, available at Medicine Shop. Here's Fred Bottomer.
The nation's top health authorities are taking on the opioid crisis.
While at CDC headquarters here in Atlanta, Acting Health and Human Services Secretary Eric Hargan says the opioid crisis is the most pressing public health threat we are facing right now.
And this is a public health crisis of historic proportions.
He admits it's going to be an uphill battle.
There are a lot of our fellow Americans that are addicted to opioids right now that are suffering.
CDC Director Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald said while we are starting to make a little progress, it's going to take some time.
We didn't get into this problem overnight, and we certainly will not get out of it overnight.
If you've tried marijuana and want to enlist, the Army isn't as concerned about weeding you out.
As more states eliminate penalties for marijuana use, the U.S. Army is granting hundreds of waivers to enlist people who consumed in their youth, as long as they realize they can't do it again in the military. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
In the current year, the Army is struggling somewhat to reach its goal of 80,000 recruits. And the other problem, of course, is the economy is doing well. And when the economy does well, there's competition for hiring young Americans, and the Army has to compete in that particular competition.
The number of waivers granted by the active duty Army for marijuana use jumped from 191 in 2016 to more than 500 this year.
Sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise, and perhaps not coincidentally, surveys show condom use is dropping.
Researchers at Indiana University suspect the 65% of men in their annual survey on sexual health who say they don't use condoms probably forget that they reduce the risk of more than just pregnancy. Dr. Stephanie Taylor, professor of infectious diseases at LSU Health here in New Orleans, says it's no wonder STD rates have been on the rise.
A lot of them are asymptomatic, and so people don't know they have an infection and then transmit it.
For example, the CDC this week said it estimates 15% of people with HIV don't even know they have the virus that causes AIDS.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.